All right, over to the book of Romans, the first chapter. Romans, the first chapter. Very familiar verse of scripture. Verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
Amen. Two verses there. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Right.
Mm. The gospel.
Yeah.
The good news.
Yeah.
The gospel.
Yes.
Not what men say.
Right.
No, no. Not what the world says.
Right.
Not what the political world says, but what God said.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The gospel. All right. I want to look at this thing in three simple ways. Talk about the preacher of the gospel, the person of the gospel, and the power of the gospel.
Yeah.
Now, you know as well as I know, no preacher can preach all that in 4 hours. So how long are you planning to stay here? Don't you hate a long-winded preacher? Come on now, be honest with me. You know. Especially these fellas that preach about 45, 50 minutes. And they say, and as I was saying, and they'll go back and come again. Right up the same road. Just like nobody had any sense to hear what he'd already said, you know. But anyway, that's immaterial. The gospel.
Right.
Praise God. I'm glad I heard it, aren't you?
Yes, sir,
Doc.
Yes, sir,
Doc. Oh, boy. Nothing can take the place of the gospel.
Yes.
We're living in a sad hour. We're living in a sad time. All over America, you know as well as I do, where everything between heaven and hell seemingly has been substituted for the gospel.
Right.
Oh, boy, but it just won't work. No, sir. No, sir. Will not work.
Amen.
And I praise God that in the sovereign acts of a holy God,
yes.
I was raised among some people, some Baptists, that is,
yeah,
that knew something about the gospel.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Boy, I remember as a child, just a little boy, that old home church. And in fact, there's been, I could tell you the number, but I don't want to miss it, but there's been several Baptist preachers come out of it down through the years. But as a child, I remember going to that church with my mother and witnessing what God's people were enjoying.
Sure.
Oh, boy. I remember one night in a revival, one of the sprinkled men from over Madison County had visited and was doing the preaching. And it got pretty emotional. Kind of holiness-like, you know.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. And my older brother William, who was like a daddy to me, for my father was killed when I was just 3 or 4 years old. And Mama raised us, her and the Lord. And the power of God got in there. And I looked, and this brother of mine is up on that little pew they had behind the pulpit. And I run, got Mama by the dress tail, and I said, Mama, what's wrong with Buck? That's his nickname. William's his real name. What's wrong with Mama? And she reached back and said, he'll be all right, son. That time she said that, he raised up. He squalled like a Comanche Indian, Great God, that place blowed sideways. They shouted, whooped, and hollered like a bunch of Pentecostals. Oh, God. You hear me? I'm glad I was raised around that kind of Baptist. Praise God. Yes, sir. And the gospel was preached. And it's not a handshaking proposition. Not just a mental decision. Something that the Holy Ghost does. Hallelujah. He's the one that brings conviction, and I thank God for it. Oh, yeah. So, what does the gospel mean? First of all, it means hope for that poor, hopeless person. Yeah, it does. Thank God. To be without hope is a miserable condition. My Lord. Peter said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Oh, God. Isn't that wonderful? He's alive. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the gospel means that it's hope for the hopeless. Thank God the gospel means that it's love for the unlovable. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, for God so loved the world that it gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What's inside of us tonight, thank God, has already been through hell, came out on the third morning, and it's alive, thank God, forever, praise God. The Son of God died on Calvary. Walked down through the smutty walls of hell. Yes, he did. Praise God. In the third morning, walked out of the smutty walls of hell with the gates under his arms and said, I'm alive forevermore. And because he lives, we live. We'll never die, praise God. We'll live forever. That excites me, my friend. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. Love for the unlovable, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Yes. Amen. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Didn't work for it? You wasn't a special character, some guy. No, no. You were unlovable. But God loves us. In spite of us. Oh, Lord. My. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Thank God. Hey, I'm glad I was raised around a gang of Baptists that knew something about the Holy Ghost before the Pentecostal movement got started through the country. Hey, it's real, thank God. And I know it's real. Hell can't deny that. No, no. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Praise God. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. You mean I was ungodly? Yes, sir. And until you know that and confess it to God Almighty, you'll never get saved.
Amen.
Little holy Joes don't get saved. Some old sinners. Amen. Unlovable. What does the gospel mean? My God. It means robes for the ragged. Oh God. Robes for the ragged. God. Praise God. Let me stop right here again to say, I'm glad, thank God, I was raised poor. I mean that. Yes, sir. I was raised being the last child of 11 children. My father was killed when I was yet a little boy. Oh, brother. Mama, praise God, took us to the cornfield and work and cut out in time to go home to fix a little meal. Kept us together
She didn't call down to the orphan home and said, I can't do anything with him. But thank God she kept us to God. Amen. By God, she kept us alive. Amen. By the grace of God. Amen. Oh, my God. I praise God for the good cornbread she cooked in that old cook stove. Right. You talk about eating like a king. Yeah. Come in school about 4:30. Hungry as a bear. Oh, Lord, run in that kitchen. Reach up in that old cook stove and that old warmer. Let that thing open. Reach up and get you a good peak of cornbread and throw it in a big glass of buttermilk. Reach back and get a little bit of fat back. You talk about Obama, who's he? My God, he got a program like that. Am I right? No government has a program like that. And it worked, yes, sir. It worked, praise God. I want to tell you right now, but above all that God did around that old house, around the home, thank God for that little mountain church, that I ever witnessed the old time saints are shouting a victory. You hear what I'm saying? This crowd of Baptists that's cold and indifferent. Thank God, here too late, thank God. God put a stone something in my soul that I can't get over with. I rejoice in it. And it works, it works, it works, it works. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise for the troubled heart. Amen. What does it mean? It means freedom for all those that are in bondage. All those that are in bondage. Hi, Lord, isn't it wonderful? Oh, yeah. Praise God. Now a person can never be saved till God shows them they're in bondage. Right. And they're a sinner. Right. Lost and going to hell. Right. But all God is in the business of giving freedom to those that are in bondage. Amen. Am I right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Free. Free. Free.
Oh, yeah.
Look up here. I'm free.
Amen. Why, yes.
Hallelujah. Free. Amen. And every once in a while, the Holy Ghost will really lay that heavy on you. You might not have a little holiness fitness before you decide not to have one. Free indeed.
Why, yes.
Hey, praise God. Free.
Why,
yes, sir. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Once like a bird in prison I dwell. No freedom from my sorrow I fell. But Jesus came and listened to me. Glory to God, he set me free. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Yes, sir. Amen. Freedom. Not only that, but it means pardon for those that are guilty. God has said you're going to die. Going to have to go to hell. But wait a minute. About the time old Sleuth Philip thought he's going to drag us all into hell. The Son of God stepped out and said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. God stepped out and looks hell in the face. God said, this is one of mine. That I knew before ever hung the stars and the sockets. This is one of mine. Before the world were framed. This is mine, old boy. You can't touch him. You can't touch him. Preacher, you must talk like you believe in election. Election? That's God. You went down to the polls and voted for somebody, and he got elected. But I ain't talking about political stuff. I'm talking about spiritual things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Write this down. Before God, oh God, ever reached down and thought a handful of stars in the elements. God had wrote my names down.
Amen.
Woo! God had wrote my name down in the book of life. The Lamb's book of life. You're saying, my God, that's heresy. No, it ain't, bless God. That's old time Bible. That's old time Baptist preaching. Yes, sir. You're not saved by free will. God breaks your will.
Amen.
Your will's to go to hell.
Right.
Your will to love sin like a hog loves love. But God breaks that will. Makes you become willing for God to save you. Woo! Great God. And what he does, it's forever. Are you with me? Praise God forever. Hallelujah. Guilty. Means pardon for the guilty soul. Glory. The Bible said, let the wicked forsake his way. And the unrighteous man, his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him. And to our God. For he will abundantly, what? Pardon. You say, preacher, you sure you got it? Sure, I'm sure. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. I know I was born of the Huntley crowd. According to the records, they have in Henderson County and Hendersonville. Yeah. That's God that got a record of it.
Yeah. Right.
And by the way, I got the old home place.
Amen.
I mean it.
Yeah.
Legally.
Yeah.
That's right, buddy.
Amen.
Papa was in the process of building that house when he got killed in a wreck, and his brother and some of the neighbors helped finish it. That's the house Mama walked in and out of. About a mile from that little mountain church. Scott, I remember one night I woke up by a commotion. And I heard some crying going on. And I got out of the bed and went out of the door and went down the hall. And Ted, who's 96 now, that God say that used to make moonshine, pastored out in Tennessee for years. When I got there, he fell in the front door. You know what Mama's doing? She didn't take a broom and a chair and hit him. She got on her bike and was just a crying. She said, I've been so worried about you. And he just started bawling in, an old drunken. Oh, Mama, don't cry. And she helped him get out of the floor. Helped him get up. Walked back into the kitchen. And he set him down. She set him down. And fed him. And finally he got enough in him to sober him a little. He goes on to bed. If I'm a had a done like she could have if God hadn't have been in it. She could have thrown us in an orphan home and everywhere else. But hallelujah, she's like an old mama hen. She kept them dibbies. She kept her scratching. And they knew where this, what the scratching was. And when God sent that revival, hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to praise him. I want to praise him. What great God's grace has done. You know what it means? It means I ain't going to hell. Good God. I'm not going to hell. You might be one of those crowd that leans that you can get lost and all, and I ain't getting into that. I want to tell you right now, I was born in the family of God. I'm a child forever. Glory to God. And it means that I've got a home. And anybody that'll get saved, we got a home for the homeless. Hallelujah. You can die right, live right, and down you at the end of the way. Catch out of here. Hallelujah. Some of us been to our old home place in there above Batcave and Chimney Rock. The community graveyard just right above the house. When I was a little boy, just young like these boys, I'd slip off from the house and go up, and I'd sit down on the grave and cry. Don't get them. I don't need them. I just wear them glasses for looks. Dwayne, I dared back to throw them at you, and Dwayne said, go ahead and do it. You know Dwayne. But I'd go up there and cry. Sit down on a grave. And Papa was killed. But oh boy, that didn't hurt me. No. I didn't get bitter at God. No. No, sir. Whatever God lets come into the life of any individual, God knows it'll bring out good. It'll be for their good. They may not realize it, but it's always be for their good. Hallelujah. Are you glad you're saved? Means a home for the homeless. When my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord, I'll be sad. This fight. Hallelujah. Great God. How marvelous. How wonderful. Glory to His holy name. What the gospel means to this dying world. And it's never lost its power. It's never lost its effectiveness. And it still works. It still works. Father, thank you for this church, this pastor, and these people. Take this message and use it for thy glory in Jesus' name.